Welcome to Emergency Contact, the podcast where people tell good stories about bad injuries. My name is Brian Russo, and when looking for your primary care physician, please don't consider me because I am not a doctor. For this episode, we're going to try something slightly different. This past June 24th through the 26th was the 18th annual Del Close Marathon. And what the Del Close Marathon is basically a citywide comedy festival, specifically improv, in honor of the late Del Close. And it's based through the Upright Citizens Brigade. So what Andy and I did was go around to various lines of festival goers waiting for their show and ask them what their worst injury was. In a little segment we like to call People on the Streets.
Hey everybody, this is Andy. I'm not a doctor. I am outside of some of the theaters here for the Del Close Marathon. I'm going to talk to people about injuries they've sustained. So what's your name?
I'm Alex.
And what's the saddest injury you've ever had?
I was born with a dent in my chest, and I had experimental surgery to get it fixed, which involved putting an iron bar from one side of my chest to the other. That involved me being bedridden for a solid 4 months. How long? Yeah, something like that, which put me on the Canadian legal limit of oxycodone they can give you. And I lost a solid 2 months of that. And my girlfriend at the time described me as the most angry I've ever been. And it's because I couldn't think.
Don't have a lot of jokes for this one.
I watched a lot of TV, but I was ripped. So I was like sleeping in and out. So my favorite show in the world.
Like muscular ripped or?
No. Oxycodone ripped. My favorite show was Golden Girls now. But my version of Golden Girls is very different than your version of Golden Girls. Because I watched.
I don't know, man.
I watched a solid like 72-hour marathon of Golden Girls, I think. And it's hilarious. It's a good show. I've watched it now, but it's not the same because it is my version is them cracking wise and then talking about death for an hour, which
that's the show. So the metal rod is still in?
No, it's out.
Did you keep it?
No, God no. And I was like the 12th person in Canada to get it, and only one doctor in Canada does it who luckily lived or worked an hour outside of where I lived.
So you said it was experimental. Was he like comforting or was he like? We could probably do this. Let's put a rod in your chest.
Very much the second.
No bedside manner whatsoever.
Oh, not even slightly. And then him and my mom would talk about, like, his son was going to university. And him and my mom would just talk about the university his son's going to. And they're just like, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like, and then now it's, like, sunk. Like, it's kind of, like, half works. And he's like, I'll put another one in. And I don't know.
You want a rod? I got a rod.
He's like, I don't know if we'll fix it, but it will help.
That sounds like, I'm not a doctor, but that sounds like terrible doctoring.
I'm in medical journals, like a bunch of medical journals, because I was the deepest hole that he's fixed up until that point.
Now, you said it's dented again. Did he really fix it?
I mean, it's far better. Like, I had it as a kid. Rather than being ashamed of it, my mom was like, just own it. And so then I owned it, and then, like, I remember being like a real drunk teenager and a girl's like, I'm gonna do body shots out of this guy's fucked up hole. And I'm like, all right. And then we had sex later. that's fine. And like, I had like a chip and like I call it my chip bowl because I'd sit and eat chips out of it. It was like so deep. And then now it's like kind of, it got so deep that it pressed my esophagus and I already had stomach problems and it just destroyed everything.
So because this was like an experiment and you're like kind of taking the brunt of everything they're figuring out, did you guys have to pay for this? I know, in Canada, you don't have to pay for healthcare.
Regardless, it's Canada. I didn't have to pay. The oxycodone costs money, but the procedure is free.
Thank you for that. What's your name?
Sarah.
And what is your injury?
I got stung by a stingray.
Can you describe what that feels like?
Like a really sharp pinch. It's startling. It's like, I don't know, like a shot, kind of.
So where did this happen?
I was learning how to sail in the river, which I didn't know stingrays were in our river.
The river?
Well, I'm from a barrier island, so it was like we were learning in the river, not the ocean. And so I didn't know that I had to do the stingray shuffle in the river, and I guess I stepped on one, and its barb went into my ankle and I jumped out of the water and it was bleeding, but no one believed me that I was actually injured.
So they saw blood and said, like, you're fine?
Yeah, I think they just thought I, like, cut myself on maybe, like, a shell or something. And then the pain got really bad. And then my leg was turning blue because it releases poison.
So what happened that? Did you have to go to a doctor or something? Or do you pee on it? What happens then?
Yeah, no, it's not a jellyfish, so you don't
pee on it. Are you supposed to pee when it's a jellyfish? I heard, I don't know.
Yes, I don't know. But, so, well, they took me out of the water, and they called my mom, and my mom came and picked me up, and they were like, I guess you have to go to the emergency room, because no one knows what to do. And so we actually went to our doctor's office, like a clinic, and they didn't know what to do. So they Googled it, and it turns out you just have to put the area where you were stung in real as hot as you can stand water in Epsom salts, and you see the poison, like, drain out of your body. So my whole leg turned blue, and then it, like, started to, like, descend and dissipate.
Was Steve Irwin still alive?
No, I don't think he was. I think this was after he was killed. Because if you get it in your torso or your head, yeah, it can be fatal.
I'm glad it wasn't in your torso or your head. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Chris Callahan.
And what is the injury you had?
When I was 3 years old, my brother broke my collarbone. So him and his friend were like, we were all playing around in our den. And as a three-year-old, I like wrapped up his legs and he fell backwards on top of me and landed on my neck. And then when he got up, I was like breathing like disjointedly. And then they took me to the hospital and x-rayed the wrong collarbone.
Your brother took you to the hospital?
My mom. My brother was freaking out. He thought he killed me.
How old is your brother?
He's 8 years older than me. So at the time he was like 11.
And how old were his friends?
11.
So what led to you grabbing onto his leg?
I was probably just, like, trying to get included into their playtime. And
were they wrestling?
I think we were, you know, they were doing whatever, like, young kids do. Or like probably wrestling. They like that was, like, WWF times. So we were probably, like, wrestling.
Pre-WWE era.
Yeah, exactly. And then I, like, wrapped up his legs, and he fell backwards on top of me and broke my collarbone on accident.
So when that happened, were you wrapped up? Did you just get like pills or like what happens to a 3 year old? You have like tiny bones. Are they all fused together at that point?
Well, at the time, so
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. Well, neither was the doctor. Apparently, he wasn't a very good doctor.
Wait, the doctor wasn't a doctor?
So my mom, we went to the bone and joint clinic, and they x-rayed the wrong collarbone. And so after we left the doctor, my mom noticed that I was favoring a particular side of my body. And she said, there's obviously still something wrong with him. And then we went back and they x-rayed the other collarbone. I guess it was my right collarbone. And they're like, oh, his collarbone is actually broken. And my mom, like, freaked out.
So they sent you home, like, he's fine. Is that what happened? Or
they were like, oh, he's fine. He just hurt his neck. And then it turned out that they just x-rayed the wrong collarbone.
I feel like he hurt his neck is, like, the one thing you should look into. Like, more so than anything, that's, like, where everything is important.
Sounds like, yeah. You, that's malpractice. We could have sued. We could have got a bunch of money and sued them.
But you didn't.
We didn't, no.
Do you have, like, residual effects from this, or did you when you were a kid?
I just have an unbalanced collarbone.
So, like, if I put a quarter on your shoulders, it would roll off one side?
Probably, yeah. To this day, I don't even really remember which one was broken, because it happened so long ago.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Bianca.
And what injury did you get?
I got a fish hook stuck in the bottom of my foot.
How?
Okay, so my dad and uncle were fishing, and I went with them to be like one of the boys. And
like, be a good girl and fetch my lure.
we were fishing offshore, so we weren't on a boat. And we were on the beach, and I cast the line and broke it, went in the water to get it, and then...
So I was kind of right.
Well, yeah, because I don't really know why. It would have been better off there, definitely. But anyway, brought it back and left it on the sand, which was not smart. So cut to my cousin throwing jellyfish at me, and I'm running around on the beach getting, like, pelted with those non-stingable, like, clear jellyfish, and I step right on the fish hook. It went so far into my foot, and it was like one of those like big, juicy ones.
Like with the barb that...
Yes, it was huge. And the lure was attached to it, and we couldn't cut it off. So we cut the line, but every time the lure jingled, my foot was in like excruciating pain. It was awful.
Everyone's like, she's coming.
We can hear you from a mile away. So I'm like, we didn't really know what to do. My aunt was a nurse, so she was like, I don't know what to do. We could just like pull it out. And we were like, no, let's go to the hospital. So my parents take me to the ER. After waiting for 2 hours, we get in the emergency room. We get in the room, and literally all the doctor did was put on a pair of gloves, take a pair of pliers, and just ripped it out of my foot. It was awful.
They just pulled.
He just pulled. Like, I could have done it myself on my deck.
I feel like I was taught very young that, like, you cut it so that you pull the barb, but you're pulling the smallest amount out.
No. And I was younger. I was probably, like, a tween at the time. But my dad confirms and still tells the story to this day. He's like, I could have done it for you. Like, he just pulled the thing out of my foot. It was awful.
And did you reuse the lure?
That's a good question. I feel like we probably did. Don't let anything go to waste.
That's a good motto.
The moral of the story, folks. Don't let anything go to waste.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Jonathan.
And what injury have you sustained?
In seventh grade, I broke both my elbow and my wrist during wrestling.
I've had to ask this to people before. Was this like professional wrestling type stuff, or was this?
Yeah, so this was on a team. And back then I was a very big boy. I was very much,
You're a big boy, you have a beard.
Well, yes, but a big boy in terms of, size, a very wide boy, for seventh grade.
You don't hear that, wide boy.
A wide boy, yes. So I was like in probably like in the 180-pound weight class, which is, in my mind, I thought it was like people who were going to be built like husky, like myself at the time. And my first match, I was against a person who was like 6'4", well-defined abs. Like, it was just clearly, although technically in the same weight class, there was clearly someone who had a better chance of winning.
Were you wrestling shirtless? How did you know he had abs?
You could see them through his leotard.
So he was like the most legit abs.
Yeah, no, he was, like, legit. He, like, this person could definitely have gone into, like, wrestling for the Olympics if he had wanted to.
Fair enough. So what were the events that led to this? I don't know anything about...
Yeah.
You're on all fours, or was he?
Well, so you start off standing up, and then depending on how, like, the round goes, the person leading on points can choose how you start off the next round. So I had lost consistently against all these, like, buff men, and by the time...
And what grade were you in?
I was in seventh grade.
And you were fighting buff men?
Pretty much. Like, they were, like, accelerated puberty. Like, these are people that maybe have gotten, like, left back of middle school to, like, compete in wrestling. They were clearly...
Like, horse steroids.
Yeah. Like, these kids were, like, ready. Like, they definitely put wrestling before and working out before maybe anything else. Compared to me, it certainly felt that way. So, yeah. So, like, I had lost consistently, and I finally... was up against this kid who was built like me. And I knew, like, this was the time I could, like, show that I was a good wrestler and could beat this kid. And I was winning on points in the round. And, like, I don't remember exactly the specifics, but, like, I fell. And when I fell, I held my arm out to break my fall, and I heard a loud cracking sound. And I had never broken a bone in my life before, so I just thought it was, like, a sprain or, like, when you, like, crack your knuckles or something like that. But there's a very sharp pain, and I went to my coach at the end. So now at the end of the round, I was losing in points, and before we started the round, I like called a timeout, and I went to my coach and I said, my arm's not feeling too hot, and he said, oh yeah, let me see your arms, and he grabbed both my hands and shook them viciously, like think of like when you see like a wavelength frequency like up and down like that. Yeah, that's how he shook my arms, and he's like, you're fine, get out back out there. So if my arm wasn't broken then, it definitely solidified the break then. And I was like, yeah. So I like tried to power through it, definitely lost, was really disappointed in myself because like I knew I could have beat him.
That was your shot.
That was my shot, yeah. And I lost it. I was like, maybe next time. And because once again, I never had known that I like the experience of like what it felt like to break a bone. I like went about my life for like a week. I didn't like go to the doctor or anything like that. I was just like, why is my arm still hurting?
You had two breaks and you just lived with it for a week.
For a week, right. Like, I think my mom started, my mom's a doctor, and she started to notice that, like, I was acting strangely. Like, I was a good little child of God back in middle school, or, like, at Mass. If you go to Catholic Mass, it's like, make the sign of the cross. And, my right hand was broken. When I like tried to bring my hand to my forehead, I couldn't touch my forehead. So
the priest yelled at you.
Yeah, I was immediately damned to hell, and that's why I have no longer I have gotten to church since. But my mom said something's wrong, and I was like trying to like carry groceries, and like, you know, when you're a kid, or even just day to day, like when you
want to get them all in one trip.
Exactly. So I put like 8 grocery bags on this one arm, and I'm using the other arm to, I use the bad arm to put all the groceries on, and then I'm using my other hand to like hold up the bags to like bring them in. And I was like, yeah, we need to go to the doctor. And that's when I found out I had fractured not only my elbow but my wrist, and they put me in a cast.
And how long did you have that on?
Probably about like several months, I want to say. Like,
and did you ever wrestle again?
No, that was it. I was done with sports. I think I did freshman swimming in high school.
It's about as low contact as you can get.
Absolutely. And definitely claim to fame back then was I was the second fastest in the slow lane. So definitely athleticism was something that did not run in my gene pool. Yeah, so moved on to performance.
Well, thank you. That was great.
No problem. Thank you so much.
What's your name?
Liam.
And Liam, what injury did you sustain?
I have a scar on the side of my head that I incurred from a Martha Stewart podium falling on me when I was 4.
Was Martha Stewart there?
No, it was at a Kmart, and, you know, it was back in the 90s, a time where parents didn't pay as much attention to their children. So I was off, a 4-year-old, just looking around, and I saw this podium, and I got on it, and I was just like, whoa, this is really cool. I was flipping through the book of just, like, different linens, and I couldn't read, but I thought, like, these pictures look nice. So I was looking at that, and then all of a sudden it fell back onto me, and, you know, my 4-year-old body was pinned down under this big block of wood, and I wasn't sure what was happening. But I do remember looking at the side of my head and being like, oh man, my hand is covered in blood. That is a lot of blood.
So you said you were like unsupervised at this time. How soon did an adult find you bloodied and underneath the podium?
Oh, pretty soon. I was screaming a lot. So like they found me almost immediately after. There were a lot of people. My mother, I think, was just like, what happened? Oh my God. She didn't understand how this happened.
I'm really intrigued. Like, they probably had, do you think they had security cameras then?
Yeah, I think they were used in the lawsuit.
There was a lawsuit against Martha Stewart or against Kmart? Or both?
Both. I mean, I had a very big vendetta against Martha Stewart after that. So when she went to prison for all the tax fraud.
You threw a party.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, she deserves this. This is for me.
It was karma.
Yeah, it was definitely karma. But there was a lawsuit, and the only reason it didn't go through was because Kmart declared bankruptcy.
Oh, that's interesting. But Kmart's still around. Was this, like, did that change anything?
They are still around, but I kind of wonder. Sometimes I do think maybe I helped bring that about. Maybe they filed Chapter 11 because that was just that big of a deal.
I'm a little disappointed. I really wish that so this never went to trial.
Did it ever go to trial? Okay, never went to trial then.
I just wish, like, a courtroom saw, like, overhead footage of a child, like, ooh, linens, like, flipping through a Martha Stewart book.
I feel like I'd probably never, that would definitely have a much bigger impact on me. I'd probably talk about it a lot more during therapy, I think.
Well, I'm glad it didn't, I'm assuming you know, you own bed sheets and stuff still.
I do sometimes wonder if possibly I would have been a more well-rounded person if I had not bashed my head in. But, you know, otherwise I don't think I took too much damage.
You seem pretty level right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at Del Close Marathon, where the most level-headed people are.
I don't know about that.
I know.
So if Martha Stewart walked out here, if Martha Stewart was getting on stage at the Chelsea Theater right now, and she, like, sees you and she recognizes you and brings you up on stage, would you reconcile with her?
I'd take a few minutes. It wouldn't be like, all right, Martha, you did your time, I did mine.
I did kind of make the assumption that Martha knew who you were. Do you think she does?
Oh, hell no. Definitely not. I'm a nobody.
She doesn't know yet. Thank you.
Not yet. Thank you.
Okay, so what's your name?
Joe Balin.
And what injury did you get?
When I was in ballet school, I got, like, this idiot in front of me. Like, he just stopped in the middle of the choreography. And so I was, like, doing ballet. This isn't, like, an impact sport. But he just stopped doing the choreography, and I, like, tripped over him because he's stupid. And I smacked my head into an armchair, like, during a ballet performance. And I got this awesome scar on my head that I had to, like, go get stitches for. And I had, like, a Nelly Band-Aid for a really long time, for, like, 3 weeks.
Was this, like, Country Grammar era? So it was, like, cool to have that?
There was, like, this is, like right afterwards. But, like, I'm a white Jewish girl from, like, the suburbs. So, like, I looked like a dumbass with this Band-Aid.
Are armchairs normally a part of ballet sets?
Oh, well, it was, like, during a performance. So it's like, I, like, fell into the audience.
Oh, well, did you? Were you on a stage and
I
you fell off?
Stage, yeah, I fell off the stage onto, like, a chair, like, that was, like, a theater chair. No one was sitting in it because I guess we weren't very popular or whatever. But, like, I fell into the chair, smacked my head on this thing, saw stars, didn't realize that I was gushing blood off my head until the person in front of me screamed, "Oh, she's gushing blood!" And then I was like, "Oh shit!" And then I started crying.
Did you keep dancing?
I did keep dancing until they told me that I was gushing blood off my head. And then I was like, oh, I guess I should not be dancing anymore. And then I fell to the ground and started sobbing.
And the guy who just stopped dancing that you tripped over, what did he, how did he react?
Oh, he was off stage at this point. So then he...
He's like, I'm done.
Yeah. He, like, took no responsibility for it and was just like, it was Skylar's fault. And they were like, no, we all saw it. But he was like, what? No, no, it was fine. Yeah. But he took no responsibility. So he's an asshole.
And how many stitches did you get?
I got 9 stitches. I was not allowed to be in the sun with my head. And I still, like, have the scar a little bit. You can, like... yeah, but that's my dumb injury story.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So what's your name?
Savage Skinner.
And what kind of injury did you get?
I tore my tendon in my left hand on top of the pointer finger.
Like right on the knuckle.
Yeah, there's a V-shaped scar, as you can see.
Only I can see it. So how'd that happen?
I was cutting wood up in Colorado in the mountains outside of Boulder. Near Nederland, and cut directly into my hand with a Gorka knife.
were you by yourself? Does the story end there?
No.
You're like, and time healed me.
There were a lot of people there. Right when I did that, I found out that the girl that I was with was sleeping with someone else.
And you're like, I did this for you. You heard of Van Gogh?
Then I had to ask her to take me to the hospital.
Did the other guy come with?
No.
So how long did it take to heal? Did you get stitches?
I had to get surgery by the same lady that did the surgery on the guy that was in the mountains out in that area. They had to cut his own hand off.
127 hours guy. That's his name, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So you got surgery from what sounds like a pretty good doctor, because that guy started climbing mountains pretty soon after he cut his own arm off.
She was good. Then she gave me some hydrocodone, and I took off on a bike trip about 500 miles through Wyoming on OxyContin and LSD.
And how was that?
It's amazing. I got to see moose and got to see some kind of wombat, I think it's called. They're like these big animals with round ears. And I heard they were really dangerous.
How many fictional animals do you think you saw in relation to real animals?
I probably made a few of them up, but there are a lot of coyotes out in the desert, that's for sure.
Thanks, man.
Bless.
All right, what's your name?
Tony.
And Tony, what is your injury?
When I was in high school, me and my friends used to be wrestling fans, so we...
Oh, okay. So I've had to clarify this a couple of times. Professional wrestling fans or, like, Greco-Roman Olympic wrestling?
I did wrestle, but we're talking about, like, entertainment, WWE.
You speak my language. All right, what happened?
So we made a fake league, which was really a bad idea. And, like, we bought a whole... We had, like, 2x4s and garbage cans and, like, mattresses. And then, basically, we just beat the shit out of each other. And then a 2x4 hit me in the head. Accidentally. We were bad at faking it because we know what we're doing. And, like, I cut my head right open. I started bleeding everywhere. No, I went to go like to a Wawa to go buy like Snickers, and then the lady was freaking out. They're like, "What is going on?" And they thought I like murdered someone because I also wore a costume, which wasn't helpful.
What was your wrestler name?
Oh my God, I forgot. I don't know. I was like a generic guy, like something like the Exterminator, like something real stupid. And then like my coach for wrestling was like, "You're such an idiot. Like you didn't even. This is. We can't start you. You hurt yourself fake wrestling for real wrestling." And so, like, yeah, it put me out for, like, a couple weeks.
But it didn't matter because you had your own league now.
Yeah, it was short-lived. Like, he, like, put a ban on it. He's like, "I can't trust you idiots," because it was, like, half the wrestling team was doing it.
Your coach sounds like a, like, 90s movie stereotype.
He was. He was, like, it was weird. He was, like, I mean, I had angry coaches. There's a bunch of angry coaches that were just mad at us all the time.
What was your league called?
Oh, it was called the RCW.
Which stood for?
Oh,
Really Cool Wrestling.
Reckless Championship Wrestling or something like that.
Not bad. Like, more creative than some I've heard. So if you were to do it again, if you were to make a new wrestling league to avoid injury, what precaution would you take?
I'd just be like the announcer.
That's perfect. Thank you. So what's your name?
I'm Miguel.
And Miguel, what kind of injury did you have?
So I tore my meniscus when I was a senior in high school, and it was all due to the fact that I was cast in a play. I was in the Three Musketeers, and I was cast as Athos, and there was a fake balcony, like, assembled by the carpenters, and I didn't know that it wasn't rigged for us to do stunts off of it because we were told we were going to jump out of it.
In high school, they were telling you were going to jump off a balcony for a play.
Yeah, well, our drama teacher was, like, picked out of the street, and he had no credentials.
Your high school, which told students to jump off a balcony, picked a stranger off the street to direct their play.
It gets worse. So we were told we can jump off a balcony, and so I did, and it's the first scene in the play. It's the opener.
Okay, I haven't read The Three Musketeers in a long time. I don't remember that.
Basically, the opening scene is we're running away from this evil guy, the cardinal character, and he's like, "Oh, we're going to kill the Three Musketeers." And we're like, "No, you're not." And we jump off the balcony. As soon as I jumped off the thing, I was the only actor who did it, first of all. The other two fucking musketeers.
Were they supposed to?
They were, but they didn't do it.
They did that thing where they're like, 1, 2, 3, and they don't move.
Exactly. So I'm like Daniel Day-Lewis-ing it, and I jump off the thing, and all I heard was like a in my knee, just like a
hole in one.
Yeah, just a quick, and I inside internally was like, "Ah!" But my face, like, I kept cool, but it took me a long time to get up. And like, they had to close the curtain to start the whole thing again. And I did the entire show without knowing that I had like a hairline fracture in my meniscus.
I'm assuming you were moving, if you started by jumping off a balcony, I'm guessing you were moving around the rest of the play.
Well, the good thing was that I got to do the whole thing with a limp because somewhere in the play I get injured again.
Like, actually in the storyline?
In the storyline, like, someone cuts my arm and my leg, so I was able to limp through it.
And everybody's like, "That kid is such a good actor."
Yeah, he's like, "Oh my God." So I did that, and then I ended up needing surgery for it. And to this day, I have two scars on my left knee.
So do you have, like, residual effects from it?
No, nothing. Like, I couldn't go upstairs or downstairs for a long time, and then I had to do, like, physical therapy for it. But past that, it's been solid. You know, a lot of basketball players actually get that, and then after a few months, they're right back on.
So do you have advice for somebody who gets that kind of injury, especially in a public place?
Yeah, just don't freak out, especially if you're playing Athos in The Three Musketeers.
That's very show must go on for a senior in high school.
Very, yeah, and I'm at UCB.
Thanks, man.
Cool, thanks, Andy.